committed to working with the media to keep the public informed. Sophia Hall, WCBS 880 News.
Some local scientists have come up with a way to use your phone to help fight distracted driving. Levon Putney stopped by a tech competition today.
It took 6 months for Dr. Yingying Chen's team to come up with their mobile app.
For the driver phone detection,
detecting whether the phone is being used at the driver's seat or the passenger's seat.
Research scientist Dr. Ji Young, here with Dr. Chen at Stevens Institute, came up with the app to help distracted drivers.
So that people can have a safe driving.
Well, they're in a mobile app competition among three New Jersey universities.
Nowadays, actually, apps are started helping, you know, for everybody's daily life.
Is all this fun?
Yeah.
Well, the FCC's chairman dropped in on the fun at Stevens to use this competition as a way to push for more high-tech innovation in startups. At Stevens Institute of Technology in Hoboken, Levon Putney, WCBS 880 News.
WCBS News Time, 5:53.
I'm Paul Murnane with Dish and Digital.
Out now on AT&T, the leader of the pack for Windows Phone.
I personally love it. I think it's an awesome device to look at.
That's Jessica Dulcourt, senior editor at CNET, talking about the new Nokia Lumia 900. Right from the beginning, she likes the unibody design that features gentle curves tapered towards the end.
It's a design with a really strong point of view. I term it as sort of this, like, pop art aesthetic.
Another standout for Jessica is the part you'll use the most, the screen.
I did a screen comparison with two phones, and one of them was the iPhone 4S, and I thought that colors looked bright and saturated on the Lumia 900. Blacks were really black. The text was crisp and easy to read. I think it's a beautiful screen.
Another attractive feature is the price. Unlike other high-end phones, the Lumia 900 is available for $100 with a two-year contract. Dish and Digital, I'm Paul Murnane. For more, visit cbsnewyork.com/dishanddigital.
And now another CentOS game.